Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The United States will begin supplying Ukraine with cluster munitions. According to multiple reports, the Pentagon is expected to announce today that President Biden has approved Kyiv's request for the weapons. It comes as concerns are rising about Ukraine's lagging counteroffensive against dug-in Russian troops. The man who fatally shot 23 people and wounded 22 others at a Walmart in Texas is expected to be sentenced in federal court today. Patrick Crucius admitted he targeted Hispanics in the 2019 attack in El Paso. Survivors and relatives of victims came face-to-face with the shooter in court this week. Crucius still could face the death penalty when he's prosecuted by the state of Texas. Twitter is gearing up to sue Meta over its new Threads app. Multiple reports are citing a letter sent to Meta by a lawyer for Twitter claims willful and unlawful misappropriation of Twitter's trade secrets and other intellectual property is being used by the Threads app. The FDA is granting full approval to a potential breakthrough Alzheimer's drug. Leqembi is the first drug proven to slow the memory loss disease. Other approved drugs only targeted symptoms. The drug got fast-tracked early this year because of evidence that it clears brain buildups associated with Alzheimer's. Little Caesars is teaming up with Pepsi to bring a limited edition soda to customers. The Pepsi Pineapple is returning this month for a special promotion at their pizza restaurants. The company said it wants to fuel the debate surrounding pineapple on pizza by satisfying all pineapple lovers. The Pepsi Pineapple made its debut in 2020 for a limited time, and fans of the drink can taste it again on July 17th. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Lottery players are going to be lining up to get their shot at winning a combined total prize of $1 billion. The Mega Millions jackpot is sitting at $427 million, and the top Powerball prize has grown to $590 million. The Mega Millions drawing is tonight, and Powerball is tomorrow. The U.S. military is revealing an intense video of Russian fighter jets harassing a trio of American drones over a mission. The U.S. military is revealing an intense video of Russian fighter jets harassing a trio of American drones on a mission over Syria.
Commander of Air Forces Central Command Lieutenant General Alexis Grankovich says this is unacceptable.
They have been flying through airspace that they have agreed with us over a period of years not to fly into. They're flying right over top of our garrisons that are in Syria that are there focused on the defeat of ISIS. So it's something that's very disturbing and has got our attention.
The U.S. Air Force in the Middle East called the incident unsafe and unprofessional behavior and urged Russia to stop the reckless behavior. It added that Russia's conduct compromises the safety of both U.S. and Russian forces. I'm Dave Collins.
The NBA's top draft pick is making headlines after a security smacked Britney Spears in the face in Las Vegas, Nevada. TMZ reports the pop star was struck by a member of Victor Wembanyama's security detail when she tried to get a photo with him. Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's how we roll, and thank you for joining in and helping out, because we need all hands on deck. And hey, there seems to be some light at the end of the tunnel here. I mean, with these recent SCOTUS decisions, interesting, Mike Barone has kind of hit on something and pointed out something in his recent column, and that is that what some of the pundits are overlooking was that in the three key cases that people are upset about it, they were loaded with lies. I mean, think about that. So the truth can win after all, and proof is that this is the case here with the Supreme Court decisions. Dr. Wilfred Riley is with us, a professor of political science at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Hey, Will, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Great to have you here. Curious to get your read on how the kids are responding, people are responding about, you know, what Joe Biden had presented in terms of canceling $400 billion of tuition debt when he knew he didn't have a leg to stand on. Even Nancy Pelosi told him as much, but yet he insisted on doing something and, you know, creating some expectations for these kids. And what's, I say kids, I mean, you've got young adults that are involved here, obviously. But the other thing is that, you know, which was clear, I mean, this was a political move, and some have blatantly just said, well, he did it in order to buy votes. Well, the kids gave him the votes, and now how do you like him? You know?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the kind of unsophisticated college freshman take on this might just be, well, you know, Joe Biden, Uncle Joe, promised to get rid of my student loans. That's going to be $15,000 a year. And he was stopped from doing that by the wicked Supreme Court, by, you know, Trump's mm-hmm. men. But I think most people see through that. I mean, what you said is pretty much accurate, that Biden made a sweeping statement via executive order about student loan forgiveness, and at some level had to know he couldn't do that. I mean, you mentioned leaders in Congress told him that. This is something that the president's known for quite a while. That's why it hasn't been done. So there's actually an element of kind of witty, dirty trickery to this, where what Biden's basically doing is telling a Democratic voting bloc, which is young, particularly minority students and ex-students, like, I'm going to save you. I'm coming to help you out. I'm repealing whatever it was, $10,000 or more of your loan. And then when the Supreme Court strikes that down, because they legally have to strike that down, he can point to, you know, these bad old guys in robes and say, well, they stopped me. And I think a lot of people kind of notice what the game was. Yeah, Ben Shapiro had a funny line where he said you can do this with anything. I mean, you could write an executive order, which is unenforceable until it clears the court, saying I'm going to give $1 million check to every head of household or to every black family. And, you know, when the court says, no, you can't do that, you can then say, look at those bad Republicans. So you've made yourself kind of a hero figure without doing anything. And a lot of people are aware of, you know, how those games are played.
Yeah, but, you know, this idea of being a hero figure with a minority amount of people at the expense of the majority of people who have a brain. And I'm not trying to insult people for responding to news like this from, you know, the president of the United States, because we want to believe that our president is forthright and he's not going to play these partisan games and have some understanding that when you do this kind of stuff, you divide us all the more. You do not unite us at a time when we're, you know, we're so partisan, Will.
Yeah, well, I mean, my take as a citizen, a taxpayer, as a black guy for that matter, is that a lot of these targeted pitches fall along pretty much these same lines. So one of the, this is more the Democrats than the Republicans. One of the Democrats' big pitch points to different groups is, well, we're going to give you this amount of money. So for blacks right now, it's reparations. I mean, for minorities in general, including Latinos, we're seeing the affirmative action fight. For students, for women, it's wages for housework. I think it's something Kamala Harris has proposed. I mean, for students, it was, we're going to forgive all your loans. And the reality is that if you actually look at the finances here, there's no money to do any of this stuff. The proposed reparations amount from the state of California is $5 million per black family. Yeah. Black people are 10 or 12% of the country. I mean, we're 40 million black people. So you're not going to do that. You're not going to tax every American in the amount of $500,000 or so per household over the next couple of years. That would also, by the way, be unconstitutional. There's no way Roberts or Thomas is approving a reparations plan, right? So what you're doing with this stuff is just kind of red flagging a bull. Like, you're saying, well, if you voting for me, you may get more crime, you may get more illegal migration, but we're going to give you the bag of candy after the next election. The problem is that the bag of candy, you know, the old analogy is it's poison, but in reality it doesn't even exist. You have to get through the Supreme Court, and then you have to get through the Treasury Department to give it out, and those people aren't going to allow that to happen. That's not going to happen with wages for housework. That's not going to happen with reparations. That's just been stopped with affirmative action and at least admissions, if not hiring. So you're basically just lying to people to get them to vote for you, which isn't anything new, but it's something people should be aware of.
But, yeah, exactly, and I appreciate you bringing that out, because we need to, you know, in neon lights, remind everybody, hey, this is what politicians do. And we need to be smarter than this, because meanwhile you get people who get upset, and whether they're blaming the guys in black robes, you've got some Democrats out there saying, well, it's those Republicans, you know, it's Donald Trump again, look what he did. It's those three judges that he appointed. He tilted the court. Otherwise we'd have gotten our way and been able to, again, obliterate the Constitution.
Yeah, but I mean, the three fairly moderate non-Trump Republicans voted against this, too. I mean, this was a 6-3 or 7-2 decision.
Yeah, 6-3, decision.
I mean, so, yeah, I guess you could argue that if you had an all-liberal court appointed by, say, President Hillary Clinton, things might have gone in the other direction. But the simple reality is that most Supreme Courts we've had throughout history, you generally have a mix of left and right on the court would have struck this down.
Right.
I mean, it might have been 5-4 under a past iteration of the court. But whether or not you can sometimes sneak dubious things through when you control every branch of government, that's no secret. I mean, you could you can override the court technically if you control the House and the Senate by a large enough margin. That doesn't mean that there's not going to be this barrier to most things. And, you know, a reparations plan is probably going to face – is certainly going to face these same obstacles in reality. Also, I mean, there's a difference between reality and utopia. I mean, you're on the Supreme Court until you die.
Right.
So elections have consequences. Trump won the election, at least one, and he got three picks on the court. So we're going to look at a 6-3 or a 5-4 court for the next 20 years. So I guess the point of you saying something could theoretically have happened differently, I disagree with that under the majority of courts, and I'm pretty familiar with the court. But it's also not relevant. I mean, for the next couple of decades, these kind of claims from the left are going to be pie in the sky. And the black voter, the Hispanic voter, the young voter, just the voter, all Americans, should be aware of that.
Well, you know, and to your point here, Will, this term, the court overturned previous decisions much less often than courts from the 50s to the 80s. And the three Democratic appointed justices have been the least likely to have been in the minority. So these are facts and, you know, and support exactly what you just said. But that's what happens, you know, when emotion leads and we forget to bring our brain along to the conversation. You know, just saying. So we're going to take a breath and we're going to take a break. We've got more from Dr. Riley.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Back, fresh and independent, just what you'd like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and the Biden-Hunter drama continues. Was it his or wasn't it his? The White House has a whole new meaning with being the White House. And, of course, they're going to do everything they can, Dr. Riley. You know, they just cannot figure out, although, you know, experts have said that they would know in 24 hours, you know, where that bag came from.
They're ignoring the initials outside of the bag, HB, so, you know, probably some other obvious indicators, along with a crack pipe with some initials on it as well. But, you know, hey, such is the case. And of course, we're kidding. I am anyway. But still, it's comical, and, you know, it just lightens things up, you know, here is on the other side of 4th of July.
Yeah, I was going to respond with some jokes, like I want a blow-by-blow description of exactly what happened. You know?
Exactly.
It's a funny situation, like, you know, we're not just coming up with witty lines around here. But, I mean, right. In all honesty, like, the Hunter Biden thing is an obvious suspicion. I mean, if there's someone who's a well-known cocaine user, cocaine addict, who lives in a residence, and you find, what was it, 2 gram bag of cocaine in that residence, you would probably suspect that person. Now, the one
right. especially the same person, Will, that, you know, he forgets things. He leaves things behind all the time, you know?
Yeah, so crackheads do crackhead stuff. I mean, that was my response when people were arguing, do you really think that the president's son, or at that time maybe the vice president's son, a famous international businessman, would leave his purse comp in this sketchy computer repair store right next to the hood? And I thought about it, and my response was, well, maybe if he was a crackhead, yeah. Like, I mean,
exactly.
You know, dope fiends do what dope fiends do. I mean, down here in Kentucky, there are more meth addicts, but I've had people try to steal the lawnmower out of my garage, you know, living in a sketchy neighborhood. So, prior to this. But anyway, the one response to that is that the one thing cokeheads don't abandon is cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
So
the
other possibility is just that there's some hard partying staffer in the West Wing. I mean, except for Wall Street or LaSalle Street in Chicago, I mean, that's probably the most intense work environment you could think of. Someone had a bag of pick-me-up, just like they might have had a bottle of Adderall pills. They dropped it. They saw the Secret Service walking by. I mean, that's the other option. But what makes me think that this is maybe HB or someone close to the Biden clan is that they seem to have no intent on finding out who it is. Like, I mean, I'm a criminal justice and political science prof, and I mean, just in order, you would expect, you're not going to do DNA sequencing on something like this, but you would expect that there are going to be cameras in the West Wing of the White House. You would expect that, I mean, I assume you're not at least DNA, but I mean, you would assume that there are cameras, fingerprint team, just very basic stuff, and you can probably narrow it down to a couple of people. And there seems to be no interest in doing that. I mean, they said they're not fingerprinting the bag, they're not checking the cameras, and they actually came up with this whole thing about how, you know, there's so many people walking in that area, you might not be able to notice who had this stuff. Anyway, there doesn't seem to be kind of any attempt to put a team on it and figure out who had 2 grams in the White House. And that makes me a little suspicious, Bill.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, that's their story. They got to stick to it. So, I mean, after all, this is the White House, and this is amazing. You talk about it. And then, you know, here, Hunter has become a, he's become his own pariah. And at every turn, he keeps, you know, stepping in another bucket. And even though this doesn't, you know, there's no proof that it is his, but it's just that, you know, he's become the Charlie Brown, you know, like the song, why is everybody always picking on me? And but he's the guy, right?
Yeah, I mean, the thing with Hunter Biden, you know, and I never, you know, busted out the hard drugs. I used to party as a young guy, you know, drink, drive fast, chase women with varying levels of success. And, I mean, Hunter Biden strikes me as an extremely annoying guy to party with because he keeps photographing everything. And then losing the phones with the pictures on them. I mean, you don't want to make too much fun of this, but there is like a bro bail element to this where, like, your guy is driving to Las Vegas. And he insists on speeding at 170 miles an hour, and he keeps taking these pills, and he's smoking crack as well. He's, like, filming all this. I mean, so Hunter Biden has really created a massive number of problems for himself.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody would have been able to track down the specific escorts he was with, speculate about ages, prove that he was on uppers, do any of these things that conservative media, Breitbart and so on, have done a yeoman's job of doing. If he had actually taken time-stamped pictures of himself in, like, specific Vegas hotels doing things like literally snipping coke off hookers. So, once you do that to some extent as a married man, he was married for about half this period, people are going to consider you a ridiculous idiot. And, I mean, there's no getting around that with this. You know, he's just a boy. Hunter Biden is 52. like I'm 40.
Exactly.
I mean, so he's been doing this for quite a while. Like his party period is between like 38 and 50.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty crazy. And of course, you and I were talking off air, and I had am going to write a commentary, you know, about his daughter that he doesn't want to. Well, Father Joe doesn't want to admit, you know, the party line. He only has six grandkids. Is ignoring this kid, this 4-year old, Navy Joan Roberts. Interesting name. But Navy Joan Roberts, a cute little thing, 4 years old. They're showing a picture. I'm here looking at New York Post, and they have a picture of her. And a nice little cute matching outfit with a blue shirt that says Air Force One on it. But I'm saying, look, if Joe doesn't want her as a granddaughter, I'll take her as a granddaughter. I bet there's guys around the country that look, you know what, I'll be your surrogate grandfather. You know, if you need one, you got one. You know, we'll be there, you know, to send you birthday cards, you know, for your birthday, all this. If you're going to be ignored by, sadly, by the President of the United States and his family, because, you know, that's their family issues. But you're a kid 4 years old with a future, and then your mom, you know, she's a, you know, I understand some people might say saying you're fairly educated and having an affair with Hunter Biden probably is incongruous. I get that, but we all make mistakes. But she's presented as some sort of pole dancing, irresponsible knucklehead, and there's more substance to her mother than what the media would lead us to believe, right?
Yeah, I mean, so the Biden granddaughter comes from a family that I've actually heard about in passing in, you know, conservative mm-hmm. and centrist politics in this region of the country. Her grandfather owns a couple of gun stores. He's a good guy, Hunter. Mm-hmm. The mother met Hunter Biden in D.C. She was in the party scene, may have stripped for a couple of months, but was pursuing a master's in international relations or cybersecurity or some such. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the kid's probably going to be fine. But I do actually, like, I'll make that column, not that you couldn't yourself, but go viral if it does come out. I like the idea of this collective of sort of conservative men supporting this kid that was abandoned. And I mean, this does get into like the one downside of partying and even some other things that are thought of as less harmful, like porn as a guy, is that they do actually impact other people. Like if you get someone pregnant, and this is obvious, everyone knows this, but you're not staying around to raise that kid, the kid's still alive.
Exactly.
So that's the flip side of Hunter Biden's party life. As I understand, he has five kids with, I think, two or three baby moms, one of whom he was married to. Those kids are probably taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But that becomes problematic. Like if you're on crack and you have sex with three women and you have five children, I mean, it is to be hoped that there's some support system in place for that kid. Again, in this case, it sounds like the family has stepped in. And also, I mean, to be honest, like the mother was a grad student in a big city. So she got Hunter Biden pretty well on child support. Hunter Biden was paying several hundred thousand dollars a year. Now, he's negotiated that down, and I think he took advantage of the family's naivete a little bit. I don't mean to insult them, but he's negotiated his child support payments down to $6,000 a month by giving them some of his oil paintings, which he values at $500,000. And I'm not sure they know that without the money laundering scheme in place.
Exactly.
Those are worthless. You know, but at any rate, yeah, let's support that kid. It's unfortunate that the kid is in that position, but she does seem to be supported. I mean, she's still getting $60,000 a year in child support, and she has some finger paintings for her wall now.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe that's what got the mother in trouble to begin with, is maybe Hunter offered to show her his etchings, and that's where it all began. I don't know.
I mean, a tasteful guy like that definitely would lead by asking her to come upstairs and look at his art.
You got it. Dr. Wilfred Riley, professor of political science at Kentucky State University. Thank you, Will. Have a great day.
Crimes like ransomware attacks against schools are on the rise globally. That's why IBM will grant $5 million in kind for schools to boost cybersecurity through tools and training. Now open for applications for its third year, IBM's Education Security Preparedness Grants have already benefited more than 350,000 students around the world. This year, selected schools will also receive enhanced training in AI and cybersecurity through IBM Skills Build. Justina Nixon-Saintil, IBM Chief Impact Officer.
Over the past 2 years, the threat of cyber attacks in the education sector has more than doubled. Now, more than ever, schools need our support. We are proud to offer tools and training from IBM Security and IBM Skills Build to help schools prepare for this growing threat.
Visit IBM.com/impact/initiatives/security. This is sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. United States will begin supplying Ukraine with cluster munitions. According to multiple reports, the Pentagon is expected to announce today that President Biden has approved Kyiv's request for the weapons. The man who fatally shot 23 people and wounded 22 others at a Walmart in Texas is expected to be sentenced in federal court today. Patrick Crucius admitted he targeted Hispanics in the 2019 attack in El Paso. Survivors and relatives of victims came face-to-face with the shooter in court this week. Crucius still could face the death penalty when he's prosecuted by the state of Texas. Twitter is gearing up to sue Meta over its new Threads app. Multiple reports are citing a letter sent to Meta by a lawyer for Twitter claims willful and unlawful misappropriation of Twitter's trade secrets and other intellectual property is being used by the Threads app. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, when it comes to free speech, it seems like the country has gone through an incredible evolution of free speech. And, of course, with the recent decision by a federal judge giving us, you know, the power of free speech back in our hands once again. And, you know, calling the Biden administration into account on that issue. And, of course, the Supreme Court decisions as well. There could be hope, you know, for us after all, a return to, you know, what I call first principles, which are anchored in our Constitution. But the rather hateful evolution of free speech in Michigan is well documented by Janice Daniels. The state traditionally has been a defender of free speech until recently with the current attorney general and her hate crime unit. Yes, her hate crime unit. We have the former mayor of Troy. She was the ninth mayor of Troy, Michigan, and she's here to tell us all about it. Janice, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Thank you so much, Bill. I'm very good. You know, propaganda continues because propaganda works.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And quite frankly, you know, these people don't even, I think, mind that their bills, their amendments, and their executive orders don't become law or get shut down after they are reviewed by the judiciary. But they, in the meanwhile, they create a sense of confusion and division and anger.
Exactly.
And internal strife. And I love what you said earlier. Let's not forget to bring our brains to the conversation.
Exactly.
In fact, quite frankly, I was wondering if the Hunter Biden story is a distraction for us to not look at the communists attempting to take over our country.
Right. Well, you're exactly right. It's all to keep our eye off the ball, all this stuff that's going on. And it's all serving their, you know, their objective. You know, you neutralize the constituency, which they've done. They've dumbed us down. People have surrendered their liberties, a la COVID-19 and all the emotion that went with that, and emergency powers from the government. And every time emergency powers come into play, it's at the liberties of the American people.
And we just keep taking it. And maybe we're just waiting for that moment, Janice, like in broadcast news where everybody sticks their head out the window and says, I've had it and I'm not going to take it anymore, you know, because it's just becoming that obvious. And that's what I've been waiting for these last number of years of thinking, okay, what, you know, when is the final straw going to hit here? And this quite possibly could have been it. I think what SCOTUS did and what's coming to bear, and I appreciate what Michael Barone wrote, and he's the only one that's been talking about it, is saying, look at these three major decisions that came to the court. They were all loaded in lies. I mean, the Democrats had lied about it. The proponents of these, you know, these particular issues, they all lied. They misrepresented. But, you know, that's... You know, that's kind of the order of the day of the Democrats. And when I think of it, I remember, you know, Harry Reid, if you recall, he was there in the well of the Senate bragging that Mitt Romney didn't get elected because, you know, the misinformation that was put out there by one Harry Reid, the leader of the Senate, right? And he just kind of giggled about it and goes, well, he didn't get elected president, did he? So that's the way they think. Right.
That's right. In fact, a more recent example of that is when Adam Schiff went in the well of the House and gave this dissertation that is recorded in the congressional books. And it was 100% lies against President Trump. But 100 years from today, if somebody takes the time to go back and find it, that's what they'll read. And so, yes. Propaganda continues because propaganda works. And I read an article yesterday written by a guy named Eric Vogelin, and I really don't know him. He's a 20th century political philosopher, but in it he said, the common feature of all totalitarian systems is neither concentration camps nor police nor mass surveillance. The common feature of all totalitarian systems is the prohibition of questions. So it's that manipulation of speech. So today I have a couple of questions that I'd like to ask the tyrant usurpers here in Michigan who are trying to weaponize our so-called democracy in our republic. First of all, I'm a Christian woman, and I'm offended when I see a man pretending to be a woman. I'm also offended when I listen to a man who talks like this, because it's not natural. I think it's repugnant to a Christian person to see a man pretending to be a woman, because we love God's great gift of a man and a woman, uniquely different but mysteriously able to fit together. It's so wonderful. So is my AV going to defend my right to not be offended in her hate crime unit? Of course not. Because they're interested in suppressing human nature at its core. That's what they're trying to do. And you are right. It's time to open our car window and say, no more. I'm not going to put up with this anymore. Back in 2010, the New American was writing articles about hate crime legislation, hate speech legislation. So this is nothing new, but we all just said, oh, this is ridiculous. Let's just move on. We've got to, you know, we've got to clean the kitchen, or we've got to make dinner, or we've got to go to our jobs, and because that's what we do. We work, and we save, and we raise our families. Meanwhile, these people, I can't even define them. These people have perverted our entire form of government. We have a republic. This is not a democracy.
Right.
Oh, that's
you're exactly right, Janice, and your view and your words need to be spoken out, even though the mainstream media isn't going to pick them up, because right now that's not where, you know, the wave of energy, that is not what's on the agenda. The agenda is to destroy America, and it's from the ground up, and it has started, first of all, with our Judeo-Christian principles and our belief in God. The Democratic Party's made it clear they want nothing to do with God. They extracted God from their platform years ago, okay? And since then, the Democratic Party has continued to spiral. It has been in a death spiral. In fact, I had predicted going into 2020, I didn't realize they were going to cheat to the level that they did, but I had predicted that there was going to be such a devastating loss in 2020 that the Democrats were going to have to just reconnoiter and reconsider their ways and you know, kind of reform themselves. But they were going to be taken out and taken out of being seriously, you know, serious in the public square for a number of years as their penance and time needed in order to, you know, get their heads on straight because they were so messed up. Again, nobody thought, you know, just like you just said earlier, nobody thought in a million years that they would have the ability, you know, to cheat to the levels that they did.
I know. In 2018, Michigan had first, they call the Democrat Party blue and they call the Republican Party red, but you do know that was switched by the media in around 1982 because red is the color of communism. Democrats are communists, and so they wanted to, again, confuse the people. I remember thinking, which color is the political party? So now we have the Republican Party being red.
Yes.
As such, in 2018, I studied the map of Michigan, which is a wonderful mitten, and there was an absolute red wave across Michigan for the Republican candidate for governor. And yet three out of 83 counties votes gave the election to the Democrat. Those three counties are sanctuary jurisdictions. Now, you call that a Republican form of government, which we are guaranteed in Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, where three counties that are harboring illegal aliens are allowed to determine the results of an election for the governor of the state of Michigan? It's unthinkable.
Yeah, and it amazes me, Genesis, how do the other 81 districts, how do they stand there and just say, wait a minute, this is the tail shaking the dog. How do three counties control the state and the other 81 are just standing there in shock and awe?
What happened to the 80 million people who voted for Trump? Why aren't they in the streets screaming that their vote was stolen?
Well, we'll pick up on that when we come back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436. 536-4436.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking with Janice Daniels. She's the ninth mayor of Troy, Michigan, talking about hate speech, talking about the truth, the things that really matter. And I was sharing with her a call, and maybe I shared it with you earlier in the week. I got a call from the RNC, fundraising. And they were going on and on about all the great things that Republican Party, had done previously under Trump, and also that, that we needed to get control. And, of course, here's all the bad stuff Joe Biden has been doing. And I listened for about 2.5 minutes, maybe 3 minutes. And finally, I just said, it's interesting. You tell me all this stuff, but let me tell you what I'm most concerned and my listeners are most concerned about. And that is, they want to make sure that when they go to vote, that their vote counts. That you have done something. And I say you, the RNC, and anybody that's interested in free and fair elections, that they have thrown themselves over hand grenades and everything else to make sure that there's integrity brought into voting. Because, Janice, this has been going on for decades. This isn't something that just happened the last couple of years. I looked on, some research and everything, and they were documenting voter fraud back in the 1700s. It is the nature of man. Sadly, within our humanity, we are fallen people, and we mess up, and we'll keep messing up as long as, like you said, we can get away with it. And this is what's happened. We've allowed people to get away with it, and all our heads are out the window, yelling and screaming, hell no, excuse me, we can't have this anymore. Our Constitution demands that we are, what our Constitution is built on is the consent of the governed. You compromise that statement. You no longer have the consent of the governed. You have manipulated, you have lied, and you've cheated the American people out of their rightful leader. Yes, elections have consequences, and as I think Karl Marx says, it's not who votes, it's who counts. And clearly that was demonstrated in the 2020 election, right?
Oh, absolutely. Well, Rutherford B. Hayes stole his election. The Republicans stole that election from the Democrats. In fact, they called him Rutherfraud Hayes. Mm-hmm. So, you are absolutely right. Election fraud has been going on forever. And quite frankly, as I had indicated before the break, in 2018, I was shocked to see that the Democrat, Gretchen, won the governor's seat over Republican Bill Schuette. Now, Bill Schuette was not the greatest candidate, but Michigan was a very conservative state. And so I looked at it, and there was, as I said, there was a red wave. There were three counties, Wayne, Washtenaw, and Ingham counties. Now, those are southwest and western counties that gave Whitmer 408,419 votes total over Schuette. And she only won the entire state by 406,659 total votes. So those three counties gave her that win, and those three counties harbor illegal aliens. They protect them. They're considered sanctuary jurisdictions. And I wrote an article about called Sanctuary Madness. That was in a series of articles that I wrote in 2019 about election fraud. And one of the other articles that I wrote that I think is very important was called The American Communist Party and Other Timeless Examples of Subversion. How long are we going to allow the Communist Party USA to even exist in the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Isn't it interesting, Janice, after everything that this country went through with the McCarthy hearings, and it's like it went full swing. You know, it's like the fulcrum came all the way back, and now all of a sudden, I mean, it's not that they're even in Hollywood, and I'm talking about communists and Marxists and that. They're in every lever, in control of lever of government at the federal level. Trevor Loudon, I just had a conversation with him yesterday. He's written a new book. He's got a series of books out. And he cites, in this one of his recent books, 15 senators by name, and you know, that are involved and their communist backgrounds and what they have done to subvert our American government and subvert our Constitution. There's only 15. And I think in the Senate total, I think he's counted over 30. So he's got part two coming out with that. In the House, there's over 100 card-carrying communists that are controlling controlling our government and doing the kind of things they're doing. So how do you raise your hand and take an oath that you're going to defend our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? How do you do that? And I guess you cross your fingers as you take that oath, right?
Yeah, and in fact, that's why these hate speech bills in Michigan that our House just passed could potentially be the vehicle that could cause those people who voted in favor of those three bills to be removed from office, because we are guaranteed a Republican form of government in every state. That's Article 4, Section 4.
Right.
The United States Constitution is the supreme law of the land. The First Amendment says Congress shall make no law abridging the right to free speech. Michigan Constitution says something very similar to that. Where do these people get the idea that because they're elected in a fraudulent election, because I contend that we haven't had a fair election for decades, maybe never, where do they get the idea that they can vote to take away my right, my fundamental right to speak freely? Well, you know why they get away with this? Because it works. Because we allow them. Because we haven't stood up and said no more. We've got another bill that actually passed here in Michigan that says you can't use your cell phone while you're driving. Now, I agree, distracted driving is an issue, but you know what? I'm distracted by a handsome man walking down the street. So what are we supposed to do? Make a law that handsome men can't walk down the street anymore? Are you kidding me? That is not the role of government. The role of government is to prevent injustice, not to nanny state us into complete compliance with ridiculous beliefs and feelings of dysfunctional people, quite frankly, because the average person finds a man acting like a woman to be repugnant.
I repeat myself. Yeah, but that's okay. But bring up a good point here, Janice, and it ties into what you said earlier, is that most Americans are busy. They're busy working, providing for their families, wanting a better life for their children, and we have representative government, hopefully, in there looking out for our best interests. But like the Declaration of Independence states quite clearly, when you find yourself in that situation where the government is no longer honoring you and representing you appropriately, then you have grounds for a change. And this is what I am sensing, is there is a groundswell, an organic groundswell that's running from west to east. I mean, because look at the bottom line reality here, gents. How many people are moving out of these defined blue states into red states? I mean, there's a dramatic tilt. I can tell you, I live in Florida. There's a dramatic tilt now in Florida where there's so many more people coming in here into Florida. And the only thing that we're saying is that, look at, you're welcome to, reside here in Florida, but leave your liberal politics in the state that you ran from. You know, don't bring...
No, please. Please don't leave. In Michigan, I'm standing. I'm going to stand, as it says in the Bible, and I'm not a biblical scholar, so I can't remember the quote, but it says to stand.
Well, having done all to stand, you keep standing.
Yes.
That's,
yes,
there you go.
And I'm going to stay in Michigan because I was born and raised in Michigan, and I love Michigan. I love four seasons. It's called it's called climate change, and I love it.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving Michigan if I'm the last woman standing that has a brain in my head that intends to use it. I am going to, first of all, I'm going to start driving around with my cell phone firmly planted next to my ear, even though I don't usually keep it next to my ear because I don't want to get cancer from the 5G.
Right.
But it's going to be in full view. And if I get stopped by an officer of the law who is so disoriented as to what his role is, which is to protect me, if he's going to stop me when I'm driving safely down the road with my phone in my hand and try to ticket me, have at it. Have at it.
Yeah.
Because I am ready to say, you don't have the delegated authority. Those legislators do not have the delegated authority to nanny state my actions when I have committed no crime.
Exactly. You know, the ironic thing about that, Janice, have you stuck your head in a patrol car and what's in what's right there to the right of the driver?
A cell phone.
Well, a cell phone and also a keyboard, communications, back to the station house and everything. And while they're driving, they're typing. And they're answering phone calls. I mean, you talk about distraction. Their distraction with typing and inputting into that keyboard and talking on the phone, I think much more than you looking at a handsome man on the street.
Well, and another one that's bothering me is these billboards for cannabis. Are we out of our minds?
Yes.
I think a few years ago we banned cigarettes from advertisements and from television, et cetera, et cetera. And now we have a nation where we're promoting being a pothead. Are you kidding me? Where
have crack,
we gone off the rails?
Yeah, crack is next, Janice. Yeah, we're going to have, that's going to be the accepted drug. I mean, this is the problem. We talk about this is that, whether it's sex trafficking, great movie out, by the way. I don't know if you had a chance to see it, Sound of Freedom, Jim Caviezel's movie. True story about Tim Ballard and about sex trafficking. We are consumers of this junk, and this is why it keeps coming. We are like, we're in the top three, if not number two, nation in the planet that abides in sex trafficking. I mean, we are participants, willful participants. This is how disgusting this is. And then we wonder about that. We wonder about the drugs, all the other immoral stuff that comes into the country. It's because it comes here, like you said, because they get away with it because we have too many people that want it. We've become consumers for it. But that's a whole other story.
You and I are going to save the world.
Well, you hang in there. I'm with you. Janice Daniels, thank you so much for being with us. God bless. Take care.
Bless you.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase.